We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in turn on the news, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in turn on the news each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
And then I just, there's good news. Good evening.
It was 8:49 on a beautiful night day of July. There was not a cloud to speak of, so the orange sun hung lonely in the sky. I lay prone in my cabbie home, thinking of fine nappy Jackie and his jazz cat's horn, sliding in a tape of Bird on Verb, when suddenly rang my phone. Hey, butterfly, the voice said, slip on some duds, comb out your fro, and slide on down to my pad. The vibe here is very pleasant, and I truly request your presence. A problem of great magnitude has arose, and as we speak it grows. Damn, what could it be, I thought, a juice I bought, and rolled on down to her spot. Seeing bros I know slapping fives, I arrived and pressed G5. And there was Nikki, looking some kind of sad, with tears falling from her eyes. She sat me down and dug my frown and began to run it down. You remember my boyfriend Sid, that fly kid who I love? Well, our love was often a verb, and spontaneity has brought a third. But due to our youth and economic state, we wish to terminate. About this we don't feel great, but baby, that's how it is. But the feds have dissed me, they ignored and dismissed me. The pro-lifers harassed me outside the clinic and called me a murderer. Now that's hate. So needless to say, we're in a mental state of debate. Hey, beautiful bird, I said, digging her somber mood. The fascists are some heavy dudes. They don't really give a damn about life. They just don't want a woman to control her body or have the right to choose. But baby, that ain't nothing. They just want a male finger on the button. Because if you say war, they will send them to die by the score. Aborting mission should be your volition. But if Suda and Thomas have their way, you'll be standing in line unable to get welfare while they'll be out hunting and fishing. It has always been around. It will always have a niche. But they'll make it a privilege, not a right, accessible only to the rich. Hey, pro-lifers need to dig themselves, because life don't stop after birth. And for a child born to the unprepared, it might even just get worse. The situation would surely change if they were to find themselves in it. Supporters of the H-bomb and firebombing clinics. What type of shit is that? Orwellian, in fact. If Roe v. Wade was overturned, would not the desire remain intact? Leaving young girls to risk their health, doctors to botch and watch as they kill themselves. Now, I hate to sound macabre, but hey, isn't it my job to lay it on the masses and get them off their asses to fight against these fascists? So, whatever you decide, make that move with pride. Sid will be there and so will I.
an insect till I die. Rhythms and sounds spinning around, confrontations across the nation. Your block, my block, dreadlocks, what a shock. Land of the free, but not me, 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 not me.
For the past 50 years, ever since the Supreme Court decided Roe v. Wade, women in America have had the right to choose whether or not to have an abortion. And now that right is going away.
Bombshell, the Supreme Court poised to strike down Roe versus Wade. That according to an unprecedented leak of the justice's draft opinion overnight. A decision would alter the nationwide battle over abortion.
The blockbuster story broke overnight on the Politico website, reporting that a draft of the Supreme Court's opinion shows the court overturning Roe v. Wade in a blistering ruling.
Tensions flared outside the nation's highest court after an unprecedented leak. But the bombshell report comes as five states have enacted strict abortion restrictions and sweeping bans, many of them ready to immediately cut off access to care.
If the high court does overturn Roe versus Wade, over 20 states are poised to immediately ban abortion.
That's right, people. If the court's decision is released officially, abortion will be illegal in about half the states in America. Yeah, that means all across the country, women in places like South Dakota or Missouri or even Texas will have the exact same abortion rights as women in Afghanistan under the Taliban. Yeah, and just think about that. We just evacuated people out of Afghanistan, and now we're gonna have to evacuate them out of Tennessee? And isn't it amazing? After all these years of the right screaming about the threats of Sharia law, it turns out they were just jealous. Now, to be clear, Roe v. Wade hasn't yet been overturned, right? This is a leaked draft from February. It's not official. Like, for all we know, the opinion could change by the time it's released. Or the justices who signed on to it in February could change their minds. It is not likely, but it's technically possible. I mean, like, who knows? Maybe Justice Alito will try ayahuasca. And come back with a totally new perspective on the universe and how we're all connected. Or maybe between then and now, one of these justices will have a daughter and then they'll understand. Wait, hold on. Oh, I'm being told four of them do have daughters. Oh. Okay, well, that's f***ed up. But it's important to remember how we got here. Because keep in mind that poll after poll shows that a majority of Americans don't want Roe v. Wade to be overturned. But the GOP didn't care about that. No, they didn't care about winning over the people. They just cared about getting enough justices onto the court to get what they want. And that's basically how you end up with a Supreme Court decision that amounts to a hostile takeover of America's reproductive rights.
The opinion, which would dispense with a half a century of precedent, was written by Associate Justice Samuel Alito. Alito writes, "We hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled. A right to abortion is not deeply rooted in the nation's history and traditions. On the contrary, an unbroken tradition of prohibiting abortion on pain of criminal punishment persisted from the earliest days of the common law." Because nothing says looking toward the future like adhering to the earliest days of common law. That's why I believe that life begins at white landowning male. And why horses who read should be arrested for witch mischief. Alito strangely argued that overturning Roe is about bringing people together, writing, "Roe and Casey have inflamed debate and deepened division." So he thinks this decision will make those divisions better? And now to mend a broken nation by pulling the healing pin from this justice grenade and kaboombaya.
Justice Samuel Alito says, quote, "The inescapable conclusion is that the right to abortion is not deeply rooted in the nation's history and traditions."
Yeah, believe it or not, according to this argument, there actually is no fundamental right for women to control their own bodies. Yeah, lawmakers could pass laws giving them that, but that right is not part of this nation's history and traditions. Which is kind of true. I mean, the history of this nation is that men can control what women do. And that's what we want to go back to, right? Progress? Yes, yes, am I getting it right? I mean, but then again, the right to an abortion has also been around for 50 years now. Think about it. You want to talk about history and tradition? I think it's safe to say that that's a tradition at this point. Like, if you go without electricity for a weekend, you're camping. If you go without it for 50 years, you're Amish, motherfucker. That's just who you are. That's just who you are. And most people thought the freedom to choose was just how America was. No one ever thought the GOP could just roll it back by playing a reverse Uno card. They didn't know it was a thing. I mean, okay, for perspective, consider this.
Consider this.
It wasn't until the year after Roe v. Wade that women in America got the legal right to have a credit card without a man. Think about that. Yeah. And I think we would all agree it would be a little weird if the court was suddenly like, look, if the founders wanted women to have credit cards, they would have said so. They would have. And look, this ruling is bad enough on its own, but it also sets a new precedent that could make things even worse. Because if the right to privacy that Roe is based on doesn't actually exist, then all sorts of things could become illegal. Contraception, gay marriage, sex before marriage, adultery, masturbation. I mean, everyone assumed that these things were here to stay. Yeah, but give this court some time and you can just wake up and find yourself back in the 1960s. And now, despite how it may sometimes feel, the Supreme Court is not the only branch of government, right? There's still also the president and Congress and the Illuminati. Wait, sorry, no, I didn't say that last part. Sorry, just the president and Congress. And so because of that, elected officials from both parties immediately weighed in on the stunning news.
If we had to pick a word that our caucus feels, it's infuriated.
It's sweet because we're finally vindicating the Constitution.
It concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
This is a great victory. It's a great victory for God.
I have seen the world where abortion is illegal. And we are not going back.
This draft decision is scathing. At one point, Alito writes, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I can't tell you if Roe was rightly decided, but I can tell you that it's an important precedent that has been repeatedly reaffirmed. And that's not my opinion. It's the opinion of these clowns.
Roe versus Wade is an important precedent of the Supreme Court.
Roe versus Wade clearly held that the Constitution protected a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy.
The Supreme Court of the United States has held in Roe versus Wade that a fetus is not a person for purposes of the 14th Amendment. That's the law of the land. I accept the law of the land.
It's settled as a precedent of the Supreme Court.
Wait a second, so Kavanaugh was talking out of his ass? That cannot be easy with all that beer he boofed. So if these folks believe that Roe v. Wade was so egregiously decided, why didn't they tell the senators that during their confirmation hearings? Well, because American voters support abortion in all or most cases at 80%. They knew that if they were honest, they wouldn't get the job, so they lied, which I think is perjury. But what do I know? I'm no Supreme Court justice. I'm not a good enough liar.
Republican Senator Susan Collins calling this decision, quote, inconsistent with what Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh said in their confirmation hearings and in her private meetings with them before she agreed to vote for them.
This is going to put a ton of scrutiny on Senator Susan Collins and the comments that she made to Dana Bash on this very set, saying that she did not believe that Justice Kavanaugh would overturn Roe versus Wade.
I do not believe that Brett Kavanaugh will overturn
Roe. Precedents are overturned. You have obviously full confidence.
I do.
What was happening here was all five of these people played the game, where they pretend they hadn't already made up their minds, hoping everyone would believe them, which you'd have to be an idiot to do. Enter Maine Senator and live-action Lady Elaine, Susan Collins. Collins, who says she supports abortion rights, caught a lot of people mad at her in 2018 when she supported Brett Kavanaugh, even though everyone knew he would not hesitate to overturn Roe. Here's her at the time.
I do not believe that Brett Kavanaugh will overturn
Roe. Precedents are overturned. You have obviously full confidence.
I do.
Oh, gotcha, Susan Collins. Now you're definitely not getting reelected in 2020. She what? This morning, Collins released a statement saying, if this leaked draft opinion is the final decision and this reporting is accurate, it would be completely inconsistent with what Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh said in their hearings and in our meetings in my office. Okay, so she's just another gullible grandma. I don't understand why they lie. We pinky swore in my office. This is just like that time my niece sent me the email saying she was stranded in Guadalajara and needed money to get out of jail, so I sent her $10,000, and then I found out I don't even have a niece. I hope she's okay. I'm so concerned. Maybe if I send money to that nice Nigerian prince, he can get it to her.
And now, other things that Susan Collins believes. Hot dogs are made with only the finest ingredients.
I do believe.
Her childhood dog, Chumley, is fine and living on a farm upstate.
Absolutely.
Charlie Manson will be remembered more for his music than anything else.
Yes.
That guy calling and asking for her Social Security number is really from the IRS.
Hello, this is Susan Collins.
Your boyfriend doesn't need to wear a condom. He practices Japanese muscle control.
He was absolutely emphatic about that.
And Susan Collins will believe any lie, no matter how obvious.
I'm Susan Collins, and I've approved this man.
Really, Susan Collins? You're really going to tell us that you didn't think the conservative justices were going to overturn Roe v. Wade? You didn't think that? That's their whole thing. It's like letting Pac-Man borrow your dots and then being shocked that he ate them all. That's what Pac-Man does! How are you the only person on Earth who doesn't know Pac-Man? I mean, look, I will say, in Senator Collins' defense, it is insane, it really is insane that Supreme Court justices can just lie in their job interview without any repercussions, right? You couldn't even do that in Kinko's. If you claimed that you're an expert at clearing paper jams, and then when you get there, all you know how to do is make copies of your butt, Kinko's is gonna fire you. So obviously, Republicans are ecstatic, and Democrats are furious, and technically, Democrats could legalize abortion through Congress if they get rid of the filibuster. The only problem is they don't have the votes to do that. Although, who knows? Susan Collins is so gullible. You know, Chuck Schumer can probably get her to sign on to the filibuster reform by just hiding it in a birthday card. Yeah, that's right. Just sign here. It's a group thing for the whole group. And everyone's gonna it's a janitor's birthday. We're all signing. Just sign here. Yeah, his name is Phil Buster. Sign here. Now, what's really interesting about this story is that while many people are upset about the decision itself, some people are only upset that we're hearing about the decision.
I have never, as you said, seen a leak like this at the court in the years that I've covered it. It is astonishing that somebody would release a draft opinion outside of the court.
This is as corrosive, as destructive to the Supreme Court as we've ever seen.
This is an insurrection against the Supreme Court.
The justices must be able to discuss and deliberate in an environment of total trust and privacy.
It is not up to a law clerk to decide when the decision of the court will be announced.
This should have never happened. They should be able to make decisions in private, in secret, and then once they're ready to decide and let the country know how that they have ruled, let it out.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I understand why these people are upset. You heard what they said. The conservative majority on this court has a fundamental right to choose when they want to release a decision into the world. Imagine having some random person violate your privacy and make that choice for you. Who would do such a thing? It's crazy how conservatives always manage to make themselves the victim in any situation. I mean, they have just accomplished this thing that they've been working towards for 50 years, and their first reaction is, it's so unfair what's happening to us. Well, I'm sorry, what? You wanted your ruling to be a big surprise, and now someone ruined it? Yeah, I'm really sorry that this decision to colonize every vagina in America wasn't given the respect and dignity that it deserved. Yeah, right now you all sound like a serial killer who's upset that your potential victim busted you in the back seat. You weren't supposed to look here! You were just supposed to sit in the front, and then I was gonna put a bag on your head, and now it's ruined! Mm. I hope you have a happy life! Mm. So look, man, understandably, Today has been a very frustrating and upsetting day for most people in the United States, and we'll keep watching to see how this develops. But for now, though, let's check in on the weather with our very own Desi Leidick, everybody! Crazy day, Desi. Wild day. What's happening across the country?
Well, as you can see behind me, Trevor, in about half the states in this country, women's rights are being burnt to the goddamn ground. Because if this court decision becomes a reality, women in these states are screwed. And not just the normal, like, I live in Texas screwed.
Yeah, I have to agree, Desi, because, like, it is a horrible day for women's rights to choose. Yeah,
well, actually, Trevor, women do still have the right to choose. We can choose who to blame for this mother show of a travesty. Yeah. Like, for example, I choose to blame Donald Trump and Susan Collins and Mitch McConnell, all great choices. Thanks to them, every red state uterus is about to be public domain again, like a Yankee Doodle Dandy of reproductive organs. You know what? I'm even choosing to blame the Democrats. Yeah, that's right, for not being aggressive enough, for not codifying Roe when they had the power to. For not visiting frickin' Wisconsin. It is not that hard to get there. I did it once by accident. There is so much blame to go around. It's like a raging blame gauntlet, or RBG for short.
Oh, damn, I see what you did there.
Oh, did you? Do you? What? I'm just using that common phrase we all know, raging blame gauntlet.
Okay. I hear what you're saying.
Look, women truly have endless choices when it comes to who to blame for this. I blame the way society has made this a woman's problem. I also blame the patriarchy and sperm and having gym teachers teach sex ed. It does not look like a banana, right?
Well, I mean, sometimes it actually can quit.
And you know what? I also choose to blame the media. And what about those stupid pink pussy hats? They didn't do shit. I'm blaming evolution, because why did we get the uteruses? Or God, why did he give us the uteruses? And yeah, you know what? I think it's safe to say now God's a man. And you know what else, Trevor? I'm pissed at whoever leaked this.
Wait, you're upset about the leak?
Yeah, of course. We could have been living in ignorant bliss for the next 2 months before women legally become dystopian diaper genies. It's the worst spoiler ever. But you know what, Trevor? I just have to say, the most important choice that we can all make now is to not accept this. We can choose to fight back. We can choose to put pressure on our lawmakers. We can choose to donate to abortion rights groups. Yeah. And
I hear you there.
Yeah.
Please welcome two representatives from the Democratic National Committee.
Thank you, Seth Meyers. Now, America, we understand things are looking down.
For a lot of us, the future seems dim.
But we, the Democratic National Committee, are here to reassure you that we will get through this.
We have a plan. Democrats are going to show up in record numbers this upcoming election and vote, vote, vote.
Oh, wow. I mean, that really makes me breathe easier. So you really think we have a chance of stopping this?
No!
What the are you talking about?
I thought you said you had a plan.
We don't have a plan.
We're Democrats. We can barely tie our own shoes.
This guy thinks we have a plan.
But we need you to, I don't know, maybe provide some guidance here.
Okay, you're right. It's not over. We hold the majority in Congress. We can pass legislation that will keep abortion legal.
Yes, there's still hope.
See, that's what I'm talking about. So you really think there's still hope?
Insane right now.
The legislative branch? Have you heard of Joe Manchin? We can't get anything through there.
But you said.
But you said.
Listen to this idiot. We're Democrats. We couldn't find something to write with in a pencil factory.
Okay, so this situation is completely hopeless.
Okay, maybe not. There's always the judicial branch.
That's right. We can fight this in court and take it all the way to the Supreme Court and get them to reinstate Roe v. Wade.
Wait a minute. Isn't the Supreme Court the problem?
You're damn right it is! There's like 17 conservatives on the Supreme Court.
There's only supposed to be 9 justices, but somehow they got like 17 conservatives on there. And like 30 of them are Catholic, and 20 of them are Catholic.
Oh my God, we're totally and completely useless.
Okay, come on, there's gotta be something.
Yes, you're right. Everyone, take out your phone and text we're to 02024 and throw your phone out the window.
No, something real.
Okay. You know what? There's still the executive branch. We can get Joe Biden to issue an executive order.
Okay, that's a great idea. He'll do that, right?
No, that guy can't do anything. He can't forgive $3 in student loans.
The guy can't even maintain the back of his haircut. He's losing the fight against his own mullet.
But you think he's gonna win the fight for abortion rights?
All right, look, you guys, you can't give up, okay? I mean, it's easy to blame Democrats for being ineffective, but it's important to remember that this is the result of a decades-long plan by Republicans. And sure, maybe Democrats haven't been as effective as we've wanted them to be, but when your backs are to the wall, I know you have what it takes to get this done.
You do?
Well...
Oh, I knew it!
Keep in mind, this ruling hasn't gone into effect yet, because for the first time in the court's history, the first draft of a pending decision has been leaked to the public. Originally, the court's opinion was not expected until the final day of its term in June or July. That's courage. Well, there it is, the opinion I've been working on my whole life, and the only reason the Federalist Society put me on the Supreme Court is finally complete. America saved. Now, get in the car and floor it, James. I'll shoot it out of a t-shirt cannon. I'm so proud. Drive, they're onto us. Go, go. Chief Roberts. Chief Justice John Roberts was not amused by this leak, saying this was a singular and egregious breach of that trust that is an affront to the court and the community of public servants who work here. I don't blame him for being upset. This leak is a clear violation of the court's right to privacy. How dare someone make this decision for them? Now, because Roe v. Wade was decided on the right to privacy, some folks worry that dismantling Roe could endanger other privacy rulings like gay rights, access to contraceptives, even interracial marriage. But Alito tried to reassure the nation, writing, "Our decision concerns the constitutional right to abortion and no other right. Nothing in this opinion should be understood to cast doubt on precedents that do not concern abortion." And you can 100% believe that these five justices will honor that promise. I mean, that's precedent, right, Brett Kavanaugh?
It's settled as a precedent of the Supreme Court.
Abortions for all. Very well. No abortions for anyone. Abortions for some, miniature American flags for others.
Yay! Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.